I'm recording out on my deck for the first time since La Bamba.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
I am recording in my basement as per usual.
Do you guys have a beverage?
I have a bottle of water. Finishing up my my drinking a gallon of water today. So,
okay.
I
go ahead, Ryan.
I have a beer from somewhere. I don't know where. It's a beer. It's fine.
Wow. Cool.
Well, I'm on brand tonight, guys. So Ooh. You know what that means. I'm drinking a Corona.
Oh, that's because your family.
Because of, not because of La Bamba?
Nope. I'm on the Fast and Furious train because that is what we are talking about. Not the Fast and Furious train. We'll get to that later. we're talking about Fast and Furious, right? Isn't that what this one's called?
Fast and Furious, which is the fourth movie in the series.
Could they make this more complicated?
Yes, and they will.
It will get more complicated. For example, they could have called this fourth movie Fast and the Furious 3 or 3 Fast 3 right. Furious. And that would have been super confusing because it's the fourth one. And why would you do that?
They really painted themselves into a corner with the Too Fast, Too Furious, then Tokyo Drift. They're like, we're gonna start something and then stop it and then go somewhere else, and then now what are we going to do?
Yeah, they never... They that don't really even come back to it very well. I mean, Fast Five is just like, what?
To my knowledge...
Well, we don't know about anything after this, right?
Right. But if I did know, I could pretty much say there is no movie that is ever called... my dog's gonna podcast with us. Is that cool, guys?
It would be a podcast if you weren't being annoying somehow.
It's not me. Well. I'm not barking at people walking by on the street. But there is no movie that is just like after the Fast and the Furious was called The Fast and the Furious and then a number. They never did that once. Yeah.
Right.
So in that, they were consistent.
Sure.
Consistently inconsistent.
It's weird that you're able to make a movie in this day and age and not have the right title and know what it is.
What do you mean by not have the right title?
Fast 8? I mean, I guess not. It's not a thing that exists. Nope. Just too fast. I don't know. I guess we're all fine right now. Nothing. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. So this movie, Fast and Furious.
Fast ampersand Furious. But,
Yes.
Ryan, do you have some trivia for us?
No, I think one of you guys was setting up trivia this time.
Is that you, Rick? Sure.
Because I sure don't.
You have it for the next one, right?
I had it for 6. That's what I said in the text.
Okay.
And I did it for Tokyo Drift, so you guys are on the hook.
Okay, playing to 5 points. We're playing the kilometer game.
Sure. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Hit that music, Ryan.
Bill, within 3 points, higher or lower, what did Ryan think you were going to rank Backdraft?
That's ridiculous.
You have to think about what you thought of it and then how much faith Ryan has in you in movies.
I think, okay, if I'm remembering this correctly, I mean, man, this was like...
And we told you the answer. Right? Like, you've heard this answer before.
Yeah, so...
Superfans will know this answer.
I think Ryan was significantly lower than I actually came in on it. And I think I came in around 80. So I think he was probably, I'm going to say within 3 points, I'm going to say 69.
Ooh, close.
Nice.
60.
Okay.
All right, that's, and Ryan's keeping score, I imagine, so that's 1 point for Ryan.
Oh, cool. He just gets a point for me being wrong?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a real easy trivia game for Ryan.
Bill, what movie do you like better? Airheads or Forget Paris? Wait, ooh, how should we score this game?
I don't know. It's your trivia.
Okay. Okay, Ryan, you can wager. We're going to play to 10 points. You can wager up to 3 points on if he's going to get it right or not. And you have 1 point.
And I can do technical challenges.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, so it's, do I think that Bill knows the answer plus or minus 3 points, and I wager 1 to 3?
No. Just... yes. Yes. It did.
Except this one isn't plus or minus 3 points. This is just a straight up which movie did I like.
So you can wager
better
up to 3 points.
Gotcha. Yeah. One.
Okay, no pressure, so that's good. Let's see. I know I liked Airheads. And I know I gave Forget Paris an 85. And I think for a while, briefly, maybe, Airheads was like my favorite movie. So I'm going to say I liked Airheads.
Incorrect.
Next question. 82?
If you have to get it exactly on, no swing either way, what did you give Airheads?
3.
No swing either way?
Yep. You have to be dead nuts on.
Okay, I'll challenge Ryan to answer this.
Okay.
And it's still for 3 points.
Correct.
82.
Ooh, incorrect. Bill, do you want to steal?
I'm up 3-2. I'm up 3-2 now.
Correct. The answer was 83.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Okay. Bill, what kilometer degrees did you give Overboard? Within 2 on either side?
Within 2 on either side?
Mm-hmm.
3.
I remember Overboard not being very good. I'm going to say 56.
Okay. Incorrect. Ryan, for a bonus point, do you want to guess what he gave it within 2 points? You don't lose anything.
72.
No, 84.4.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember
liking
that movie.
Well, you loved it. You liked it more than Airheads and almost as much as Forget Paris.
And I still get 3 points.
Oh, wait. That was the Amnesia one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking that was the stupid football movie.
No, you didn't give it. You gave that a 50. That movie, you gave it an 8.6.
I am ahead 5-3.
Okay. Bill, what movie did you score a 51.5?
3.
I'll challenge Ryan to answer this.
Blues Brothers 2000.
Ooh, incorrect.
I think Bill, I gave that one a 50.5, Ryan.
Nope, you gave it a 51.
Oh, okay.
Bill, do you want to try and steal?
So is it the same rules as Ryan, where I already got the 3 points and there's no penalty?
Sure.
I just get a bonus point here?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What would I have liked slightly better than Blues Brothers 2000? Weird Science.
Incorrect.
I just figured there had to be a Weird Science question in here.
The answer is Friday.
Oh. That was like movie number 3, right? That was a long time ago.
I don't know. Probably. Okay.
It's 6-5, Bill.
6-5. Playing a 10. Bill, what?
So Bill gets 2 questions in a row? Are we going hot hand? What's going on here?
No. It's always directed towards me. You get to pick how many points it's worth, and then I decide who has to answer it.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not like it's complicated.
It's basic, right?
Okay, I think I have this answer done correctly.
Oh, good.
Bill, what movie did you give a score of 6 degrees that co-starred Robert Downey Jr.?
I have a question.
Okay.
How many challenges does Bill get?
One more.
Okay.
Okay.
How many points is this worth, Ryan?
This is going to be worth 1 point.
What movie co-starring Robert Downey Jr. did I give a 6.5 to?
Cool. Six degrees.
Weird Science.
Correct. Okay.
But 7 to 5.
Okay. Bill, within 3 on either side, what did you rank Say Anything?
3.
That's the one where John Cusack talks about kickboxing.
Okay.
Is it?
This is not how we play this game.
Okay. On either side, a 44.
Ryan, would you like an extra point to get it correct?
Nope.
Why? You don't lose anything.
52.
62. Okay. What's the score, Ryan?
7-9. It's 9-7.
Okay. Bill, what movie had a main character by the name of Lloyd Dobler?
1.
Say Anything?
Yes!
You tried to trick me.
Did someone win? Or are we still playing?
No, it's 8-9.
8-9. Okay.
All right. Geez, I thought that was going to do it for us. Bill, what movie did you like better? Dazed and Confused or Training Day?
1.
That's so weird because, like, I don't know how close I watched them together or what scale was on. I could tell you right now which one I'd rather watch again.
Which one's that?
Training Day.
Okay. Why is that?
It just was more interesting and engaging. I'm just going to go with it. Training Day.
Correct.
Hoo-hoo. 9-9. Next question that wins.
That was 45 degrees and 46 degrees.
Oh, they were right. You're dirty. You're a dirty, rotten cheater. Put them right next to each other. Like
part
that.
Of the point here, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Bill? Also, Rick, you don't have the new climometer that started at 2023, which is not on your paper at all. So these are all really old.
But there's a different ranking system also.
Well, yeah.
Bill, what movie did you like better? Training Day, Dazed and Confused, or Big Trouble in Little China?
I object to this question.
First of all, the points don't matter, so Ryan has nothing to say here. Right. Secondly, it's real dumb for you to have just told me that I like Training Day more than Dazed and Confused by a point, and then include both of them in a which movie do I like better?
I know.
Why are you being so stupid?
I'm the trivia master.
The trivia master's dumb. All you needed to say was, which did you like better, Training Day or Big Trouble in Little China?
Well, that's what I said. Didn't I? Which one of those two would you rather watch right now? Again.
Okay, For the Win.
Which one would you rather watch right now?
For the Win.
Okay.
I'm using my final challenge and Ryan gets the answer.
Which one would you rather watch right now, Bill?
I'm not going to give Ryan that hand.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine.
So, repeat the question, please.
You have 3 possible answers, right?
What movie do you like better? Training Day, Big Trouble Little China, or Dazed and Confused?
Training Day.
Correct.
Ah.
Big Show, a little. Which one would you rather watch more, Bill?
Training Day.
You gave Training Day a 45.5.
And what did I give Big Trouble in Little China?
Wins.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Big Trouble in Little China, 45.5. Training Day, 46. Days of Confused, a 45.
Okay.
They're all very close. That's why, yes. I just wanted to give you the three there for fun.
Sure.
Fast. Rick, what?
Run through the plot of Fast and Furious for us.
Oh, it's hard because I forgot most of these movies. They've blended together. So...
This is the one where they're stealing gas at the beginning.
Yeah. I also will remind you that this one involves, hang on, you just, spoiler alert, Rick.
It happens. It's the first minute of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should talk about that first. Is it weird that in the first minute of this movie that the character who was introduced and died in the last movie is fine?
So do we know when this movie takes place?
Nope.
Okay. Do we assume we have to assume it's after Tokyo Drift, correct?
No, it does not take place after Tokyo Drift. It can't.
Why?
Because Han is alive.
But maybe he didn't die.
Okay. I mean, did you watch this movie?
I did.
Okay, and what does Han say at the end of this movie?
I forgot.
He says he's going to go check out what's going on in Tokyo because he's heard there's doing some cool stuff there.
Well, maybe he's going back.
No, he's not. And if you do a little research on this movie,
okay,
you'll find out that this movie does take place timeline before Tokyo Drift.
Okay. Are we to assume that you don't even consider Tokyo Drift a movie at this point?
No, because that's the reference. When he says, I'm going to go check out what's going on in Tokyo, it's like... The problem, here's the big problem with Tokyo Drift now. So
okay.
we already did that episode. We talked about it as its own movie, right?
And also, apologies, people, that episode. But anyway,
here we are. I know what you're talking about. It sounded great. I'm sure you all listened to it and followed along just fine.
I couldn't hear anything I was saying.
I don't think I knew what I was saying.
Some people heard some things. And right. Yeah.
Okay,
But the problem with this movie is, or the problem with Tokyo Drift, I should say, Tokyo Drift really screws itself by putting Vin Diesel in the end.
Okay.
Like, because if you don't put Vin Diesel in the end of that movie and don't have him show up for 10 seconds and say, I used to run with Han...
Right. Okay. Now, real quick, I used to run with Han. Doesn't that kind of make you think that that's why this movie we're watching now is a prequel? Because they're showing him used to running with Han?
Yes. And that's what I was telling you, was that it was a prequel. Oh. And you said, how do we know that Han didn't die and this comes after?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Well, so what is wrong with you?
Maybe that's why they... Oh, but okay, wait. You say this movie screws it by having him in it. I think actually that makes the most sense now. It just clarified it for me.
That this is a prequel.
Yeah, you need him to tell you that the next movie is going to be a prequel without saying it's going to be a prequel. He's like the Jar Jar Binks of Fast and Furious movies.
Han?
Yeah. I don't know. Because he was in the prequel.
So what?
Oh, boy.
There's something so wrong with you.
What if we could superimpose Jar Jar over every part of Han in both these movies?
Misa thinks you can't drift very good.
Eating potato chips.
This movie works with Tokyo Drift if you think of it solely as a prequel, right? But the problem is, and this is what I asked you. I don't know if you remember me asking you this during Tokyo Drift. But I was like, when do you think this movie happens? What year?
Right. Well, yes. No, you stressed that quite a bit.
Right. And I think it's important because the problem is you've got a definite, like, time period where Fast and Furious happens. And then you have time that elapses between that and Fast and the Furious 2. Right?
Right.
There's no such thing as Fast and Furious
3. Right. It's too fast.
Time between that and Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Furious. Right?
So.
Ejecto Cito cuz.
Now we go to Tokyo Drift. And if we put Tokyo Drift at 2000, what did we say? 2003?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did we say that?
Because that's when it came out.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift came out in 2006.
Okay, so yeah, so we put it in 2006, right?
Okay.
So, and Too Fast, Too Furious must have been 2003.
Correct.
So now, Fast and Furious has to be in 2009, has to take place in between 2003 and 2006.
Okay.
Right?
Does anybody know any of the years of...
Go ahead.
What? Does anyone understand the years of the cars in any of these movies?
Well, so here's the thing. They kept going back to old cars. There were not...
Well, which movie had the Skyline in it?
Well, the R35?
I don't know. You know, that silver one.
So Paul Walker's Skyline, the R34 that he gets once after they get all the money in Too Fast, Too Furious, they have the money?
Yeah, yeah. They steal the money at the end of Too Fast, Too Furious.
Right. So that R34, the last year of that was 2001, I want to say.
Okay.
So that fits with the timeline. Now,
okay,
for the movie we are talking about now, Fast and Furious,
yep,
it starts out with nobody having any of the cars from that timeline. So, it doesn't add up. Bill's timeline does stack up.
The problem is this movie has to take place between 2003 and 2006, and it can't have any cars or technology past 2006, or our whole timeline is screwed.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is also going to be true for any future prequels that must also happen before 2006.
Correct.
Well, outside of the timeline, Ryan speaking here, I don't feel like time, space, and facts really matter to this franchise at all.
Right, I don't think that's true yet.
Yeah, I don't either, actually. This movie had nothing. I mean, as far as I know, this movie's fine. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. It seems realistic. It's just probably a prequel. I'm just confused. I'm sure they'll explain it if they ever decide to make another one.
We'll move on.
Yeah, they'll explain it for sure.
This is obviously a prequel.
If you... Yep. Obviously.
Yes. But it also has to take place, like we've said, in between Too Fast, Too Furious, because Brian is now... This is the thing that drives me the most nuts about this movie. I cannot get over this, that he was an LAPD cop who then kind of worked for customs in order to clear his name. And now in this movie, he has been, quote unquote, reinstated to the FBI.
This is what I'm saying. The FBI was involved from the beginning.
But he never worked for the FBI.
It doesn't matter.
Why don't guys that are driving trucks just like pump the brakes once in a while, literally? Like just slow down and maybe stop. Who is driving a truck and just being like, I'm going to defend this gas with my life? How much money do they make as truck drivers?
Well, I mean, you also got to think this is not America because they're running a land train. So it's got to be somewhere like south of the border.
What's a land train?
It's a truck with more than two trailers.
Okay, gotcha.
It happens in Australia and in Southern America, South America.
I think you could say Southern America. Oh, Southern America would be like Louisiana.
Correct. Yeah. South America is what is the correct term.
Can I ask you guys another question about cars?
Sure.
If you were going to destroy cars all the time.
Sure. As you do.
And, as you do.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah, as you do.
And when you had them rebuilt, well, let's start with this. How long should it take to rebuild a car or to get it race ready?
I mean, that depends.
A couple weeks.
So if you have the backing of the FBI, how long would that take?
Well,
if you had your own shop and you brought your own cars over there and set them up yourself, is one day?
No,
correct. Because that's what's happening in this movie all right. The time.
Yeah.
Now, also, if you were needing to get a car race ready and, you know, undercover ready, whatever you're going to do, would you take the time to add decals to the outside of the car?
Oh, for sure.
Why are they always
only if you're trying to like blend in, right?
Who are they sponsored by? I think you could have a cool paint job and be fine with it.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to blend into the street racer scene, you might want to have a little bit of effort into like doing what street racers do and put their decals of the sponsors and or parts that they use on their race car.
Sure.
But I understand what you're saying. Kind of ridiculous. You could probably get by with not having to do that.
Okay, another question. When you are
recording a podcast
and you decide
to go to a different location, do you tell anybody that you're going to do that, or do you just do it and hope that someone else will figure it out on the other end?
Why do you need to know if I go to a different location?
Well, I mean, it's nice to know that we need to vamp for a minute while you're not going to be available to answer questions.
Oh, you're worried that I won't be able to add for 1 second my wit and wisdom to this podcast?
Yes, I am worried.
Do you think that if you were going to scare someone by dropping an engine on their head, you could just like...
No.
If you to reach back and just grab the chain 1 centimeter before it crushes his head, do you think you'd have to practice that?
you probably should.
That just seems like you're really playing with fire there.
Yeah, I mean, remember the that risk part. Reward what are we is talking bad, about there? Right? I mean, you either crush someone's head or you don't, or you just scare them.
Right. You don't what? You don't remember that part, Bill?
I'm trying to remember where that part came in this
Vin,
one.
Vin Diesel went to a shop where like some dirtball mechanic was working on his cars, and then he asked him some questions. He's like, "You don't run these town anymore," kind of thing.
Oh yeah. See, and we haven't even talked about the idea yet that this is the first movie since the first one that brings Vin Diesel and Brian back into the film together, and they are adversaries
again,
but they are working towards a similar goal,
right? Which is,
Well, Brian's trying to take down this drug dealer, right? With his, because he's been reinstated to the FBI, because we all know what that word means. And then Vin Diesel is also trying to get undercover with that drug dealer because he wants to find out who murdered Letty, because she was also an FBI informant. Which makes a lot of sense based on her character.
Mm-hmm. And she 100% died.
Uh-huh, yep. They showed it a couple times in flashbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Bullet which to is, the head, 100% it's died.
It's weird to flash back to something just, you haven't
she's
done.
She's as dead as Han, you guys.
But he... Really? I haven't seen any of the other movies. I didn't know there was more movies. He...
I'm just saying what flashback. I saw in this movie. She 100% died.
Yeah. Dom has a flashback to her dying that he wasn't there for. So but
he full on like Native American tracker style was able to sniff the gasoline and rub the dirt and like see it all happen. In it was like it was like what's his name in Boondock Saints.
Is it
right, Willem Dafoe? Right. When he sees the ropes and the bullet holes, and he just can piece the whole thing together in his mind while he's listening to the classical music.
I've never seen this before, but is it also, is he also Monk? Is this what Monk does?
No.
No? Oh, I thought Monk did that kind of stuff.
Monk's more like Columbo style.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, on that Columbo reference for the young folk, let's take a break.
Okay. See you on the flip side.
And we'll see you after the break.
Check out, shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the Hair Place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah, check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
And we're back.
I'm still recording.
Thanks.
Why would you have stopped recording?
I'm just telling, just wanted him to know.
Why would you stop recording in the middle of the podcast?
I didn't stop recording in the middle of the podcast. I don't know why you think I did.
Because you, it's like, I'm still breathing.
Yeah. I give people updates once in a while.
So,
okay, can we, I know I don't love talking about some of the physics in this movie, but I have a couple of questions.
Is the okay, so each one of these movies starts with a street race so far. Remind me, the starting street race here is the one with the drawbridge? Or was that Tokyo? No, that was.
No, it's not this one. With the
that was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one starts out with the gasoline robbery.
Right, the gas heist.
Yeah. This movie doesn't matter how it starts because the crux of this movie is the tunnels across the border.
Right.
Yes.
Now let's talk about the tunnels.
The racing tunnels. The secret racing tunnels.
Mm-hmm. If you... Okay, tell me why... Okay. At first, why do they have to drive so fast? I know it's to make it through the door, right?
Well, it's also to beat the infrared cameras and the panning visual cameras of the Border Patrol.
You couldn't just hang out in the tunnel for a second?
Once they get caught, they have to beat the air response time to get like clear of the tunnels. Otherwise, they risk revealing where the exit and entrances to the tunnels are.
Yeah, so it's twofold. It's one, they have to get from the maximum detection point of the infrared cameras to the tunnels before the cameras pan back. And two, once they get to the tunnels, they have to get through the tunnels and out the other side before the air response gets to check out the tunnels.
Okay. Now,
totally makes sense.
When you are driving through a tunnel,
in the dark with no headlights at top speed.
Yes. Yeah, and if you've never done it before, you have peripheral vision and you can see ahead of you a little bit. You're probably fine.
Yeah.
The dirt being kicked up, you know, is totally good. When you're driving through there and there's bumps and apparently like big hills that they jump, how did they get the math down so that they definitely wouldn't hit the top of the tunnel also?
Well, these are precision engineered tunnels for high speed drug trafficking.
Okay. No matter what size the car is.
Correct.
Get it on in there. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Just making sure.
Just as fast as you can, however high you're gonna jump, they're ready.
Right. So you're talking about Brian and Dom being back together in this movie, but they're not together a lot in this movie.
They're both in this movie. They're in some scenes together.
Yeah, but it takes a while for that to happen again, right? I mean, they don't really start hanging out until after they've gone through those tunnels, an hour into the movie. I mean, because he's still trying to catch...
They race each other to try and get onto the squad.
Sure. Right, as they always have to do.
Right.
And then...
About to be executed at the end of that first run, and they, like, take off together.
Right.
Right. Well, once you got that flammable NOS bottle, you know, you crank that baby up, you got a bomb waiting.
You can use NOS for a lot of things.
I know. Yeah, no, it's great.
So,
it's incredibly versatile.
So So NOS itself is not flammable. It's an oxidizer. So it only enhances a flame once it's started. So anything that happens with shooting a NOS bottle or lighting a NOS bottle on fire, that doesn't mean anything. You have to have another big fire for the NOS to make the fire bigger.
But shooting it creates the spark that it fans into a flame.
Yes, but it will only burn as much as the other fuel that is present. So you have to shoot both the gas tank and the NOS at the same time for it to make a fireball. If you just shoot the NOS, it will have a little fire and not much. The whole thing, okay. The whole mythology about NOS in this whole series of movies is ridiculous. The fact that in the movies we've seen so far, when they press the NOS button, the tailpipe turns blue. Uh-huh. Totally fake. That is not a thing that happens. There's totally no fake. Blue flame that comes out of a car when you have nitrous oxide on the car. That is not
a
real
thing. Are you
sure? Yes, I am sure.
Let's find out. Let's put some on Bill's Mini.
Right. Well, he's already got a supercharger on that thing, so you put NOS on that thing, it'll be a beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's start running some drugs through those secret racing tunnels.
Yeah, you need two bottles, the big ones.
So we have gone progressively through, like if we just want to recap the stakes of these movies, we went from DVDs.
Right. DVD yeah. players, yes.
DVD players to laundering money.
Mm-hmm.
To getting a girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, right.
To drugs.
Well, to drug dealers, kind of, right? You're not right. You're not trying to get drugs.
No, they're but like these are well, transporting drugs across the border.
Sure.
Drug trafficking even.
Right. So yeah. International drug trafficking, this movie probably is like the highest stakes and the biggest like criminal empire that they've encountered so far, right? More so than the exporting of the laundered money from Miami.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, right. That's just
also,
I'm
just saying the FBI can't operate in Mexico.
Well, they're not, though. They're getting these guys back over the border.
Brian's an agent, undercover agent, working in Mexico.
Right.
Illegal. But
probably on his own time, you know?
Well, I mean, that's why they reinstated him.
I mean, the DEA operated in Nicaragua to capture Noriega, so...
Yeah, I think the DEA has a different prerogative than the FBI. And maybe, same with the CIA, right?
Maybe Brian didn't tell us that he's worked for the FBI and the DEA, because that's probably who would be handling this drug trafficking anyways.
Well,
the DEA.
I think so. Also, Brian, let the DVD players go. Like, gets the DVD player stealers off.
Right.
Stealers. That's a good word.
Stealers. Yeah.
Thieves. Let the thieves go. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Brian and Roman steal quite a bit of the laundered money. In Miami. So are they helping themselves to some of these drugs?
Well, you know, maybe.
Greasing the wheels, if you will.
Well, you know. Do what they you also, gotta do to keep the skylines flowing.
Yeah.
Seems to me that they could stop just multiple criminal empires if they crack down on NOS trafficking. Because they're all buying it.
They're all, everybody's buying it. The good guys, the bad guys, everybody's on NOS. That's the real drug of this movie is NOS.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you know what year Gal Gadot's Porsche is in this movie?
It's a Boxster. It's probably era correct. It's probably in that 2001 to 2006 era, without doing any research at all.
Well, and Brian had like a at the end, toward the end, he had like a, I don't know if it was a BMW. What did he have? He had like that weird, it almost looks like a, I mean, it looks like a Honda, like it's like a hatchback. You know what I'm talking about? That car he has. Kind of like a BMW, but not really.
I'm not picturing it.
Well, what can I say?
Okay. Let me look it up.
Can I name one more thing? Because I was just sort of like trying to figure some of this stuff out.
Sure.
Letty's headstone says that she died May 30th, 2009.
Well, so there you go. So this has to be...
But in theory, this movie is supposed to take place, it says, in 2006.
Okay, but wait. Okay, hang on. In this movie, she's dead in 2009.
Uh-huh.
And presumably, Dom has been living in whatever country he's in when it starts, in like Macau or whatever. Where does he live at the beginning of this movie?
I'm not sure.
For probably like Letty has been dead for at least a year, probably. So it's got to be 2010. It's like in the future.
Rick, are you talking about the Subaru WRX?
Yes, probably.
Hatchback? Four door?
Yep.
Five door?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What year was that?
2009.
Okay. He's driving a 2009 car, Bill.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about prequels for a minute.
Yeah.
What is a prequel exactly?
Right. So also it says in theory somewhere it says that this is supposed to take place 5 years after The Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
Which is supposed to take place in 2001.
Right. So
in theory, this movie should be taking place in 2006. But there are cars from 2009 and a headstone that says that she dies in 2009.
Right. Because it is 2009 when the movie's made.
Right.
Fast and they were Furious. Like, Fast and Furious, the movie started filming in 2008.
Uh-huh.
So any car, they could have cars that were from 2008 and previous in this movie.
Yeah, but the movie's supposed to take place in 2000 and whatever we said.
Nobody
three
cares.
Or six. Well, so, you know, the thing about it is like, do different people write these movies, every single one of them?
Yes.
Like they write them, not direct them. Written by different people.
So
that makes sense.
Fast and Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious were both written and directed by different people.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, and Fast and Furious were both written and directed by the same person. We're not going to talk about...
Wait, the Tokyo...
Anything...
The Tokyo Drift... Tokyo Drift person wrote this movie too?
Tokyo Drift wrote and directed the same as this movie.
Okay, then what is wrong with them?
Right.
Like, I think that... I know we're nitpicking a little bit, except, like, you couldn't just, like, have a... You couldn't get the years right. Just have a little bit of an idea ahead of time. It's fine. I think we should wrap this one up and get to the climometer.
Yeah.
That's probably this a good idea.
This one is a little all over here. There's also some issues with Roman that we're going to have to address, but we can wait until the next one there. Okay.
Okay. Well... Let's recap our rankings currently.
Our rankings currently. I have The Fast and the Furious, the original, as number one. Too Fast, Too Furious as number three. And Tokyo Drift is number two. Okay. Rick, how you say?
Okay, I'm going to say it so it makes more sense. Fast and Furious is my first. My second favorite movie is Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. And my third favorite movie is Too Fast, Too Furious.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, how did they go for you, Rick?
1, 3, 2 in the 1, 2, 3 spots.
Okay. And
Fast and Furious.
That was less confusing.
Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Okay. And I'm going to make this easier than all of you. So far, I have them ranked getting worse with each movie that comes out. I have number one as number one, Too Fast, Too Furious is number two, Tokyo Drift at the bottom.
All right. Got him. Ryan, wait. Who should go first here? Anybody want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
I think this is the second best movie of this series. I think it's better than Tokyo Drift. I think it's better than Too Fast, Too Furious. I think it's the second best movie.
I'll go next.
Yeah.
I think this movie is the second best movie in this series. Absolutely agree with that.
Oh yeah.
I think this movie is better than Tokyo Drift. It's better than Too Fast, Too Furious, but it's not quite as good as the original. So my order now goes 1, 4, 2, 3.
Ryan, you go
1, 4, 3, 2.
Yep.
My ranking, gentlemen, is I think this movie is kind of a stinker. I think it's not great. I don't think it's found its footing. My ranking goes The Fast and the Furious, Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, then Fast and Furious.
Too Fast, then, Too Furious? Or
No, this one. Okay. Then Too Fast, Too Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious is one of the worst movies. There's no way if they make more movies in this franchise, Too Fast, Too Furious is going to get much love, I don't think.
So Fast, number one is number one.
Yes.
We all agree unanimously.
I am struggling to think that number one can be dethroned.
Right, exactly.
Number four is number two for you, Rick?
No.
Yes.
Tokyo Drift is number two for me.
Yeah, that's right. He loved the Tokyo
number
Drift.
Number four number three, and number two is number four.
Correct. Tokyo Drift needs more love because it's better than this.
Let's put it this way though. Number one is unanimously number one for all of us.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So then our second favorite movie for Rick, it's Tokyo Drift, and for Ryan and I, it is this one, Fast Five.
Yes.
Or not Fast Five. Sorry. Fast and Furious.
Fast Four.
What's Fast Five?
It's what we're doing next. We know about it.
Okay, oh yeah.
We know that we're going to watch it next.
Right.
So that means that this movie, because it has two number two ratings and it's Rick's number third, is the consensus number two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Now, what gets confusing next is that if you go number three, my number three is Too Fast, Too Furious. Mm-hmm. Ryan's number three is Tokyo Drift.
And my number two is Tokyo Drift.
Number two is, so Tokyo Drift is 2, 3, and 4 for us.
Right.
Right.
But
Too Fast, Too Furious is 2, 3, and 4 for us. Right. Well, you know, no one has Too Fast, Too Furious as number two.
Too Fast, Too Furious is a consensus, is the worst one.
If you add the scores,
Tokyo Drift is the
third. Yes. Add them up to cumulative.
Yes, the lowest score is The Fast and the Furious, the first one, at 3 points, which overall
makes our consensus number one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious is a 12. Everybody hates it. Tokyo Drift is an 8, and Fast and Furious is a 7.
Okay. So our consensus ranking is 1, 4, 3, 2.
Correct.
Which is Ryan's order.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is correct.
I don't know about all that.
Well, it's just that Rick and I have sharper differences on Tokyo Drift.
Correct. That is where it splits.
Yeah.
But since Ryan also had Tokyo Drift better than you, that means I'm more right than you.
I don't think that's what it means.
Not a statement we need to put into this podcast.
Yeah. I like that Rick's claiming to be more right than me. further right.
in multiple contexts.
Okay. So, good. Let's move on to 5 and see if it can move its way up the list anywhere.
Let's see what happens without Dominic next you know, movie.
Why do we think Toretto. Dominic? Why do we think that?
Because he's in jail. He got put in jail. He's not going to get out.
Well, I know he got put in jail.
Did you watch
the
whole movie?
Yes.
All the way through the credits?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I don't remember.
Where they bust him out of the transport van?
I mean, is that the beginning of the fact that they're going to crash into the bus?
Yeah, no one crashes into anything in this movie. So... You guys are morons.
I don't think that's true, that no one crashes into anything. I'm pretty sure Dominic crashes into a guy and cuts him in half in this movie.
I'm just saying there's some hints at the end of Fast 4.
Also, hey. Ryan, I mean, Rick.
What?
What makes you think that Fast 5 will take place after this movie when Dominic's in jail?
nothing makes me think that.
Time doesn't matter, and cars are eternal.
And yeah.
And on that note,
the only thing we know for sure is that Han died and Letty died.
Can I mention one thing real quick? Yeah. When I watched this movie on streaming services and I tried to fast forward, it says fast forward isn't available. And that seems not cool in a Fast and Furious movie.
I mean, you should be able to fast forward.
You'd think so.
This movie is already too fast.
Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram @ Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter @ Miseducation of Bill. And please, please email us @ miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com.
You guys, I gotta go. I'm too furious.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.